I had to look it up. 500,000 dongs is a good night for Pop's ex.
Like most women,
he's
an emotional thinker.
Good God.
I mean, that's part of the problem we're having now in our society is we have a bunch of emotional thinkers that want the world to, you know, to fall in line with their emotions. That's not... look, reality doesn't give a shit about emotions.
It's my lived truth.
Fuck your lived truth.
No, it's not. It's your perspective.
Kiss my ass.
Literally, like, hey, Sarm Pop, you got to turn your bears suit. I'm like, over my dead body.
No.
Just give me a statement of charges. Yeah. You're never getting this back. Yeah. You can suck it.
I'm going to wear this with my Russian coat.
you will bury me in this. Hey! Why got to fucking be like that, man?
Because I'm an asshole, and I learned from the best. I'm sitting across from him, and I'm pointing at you with all four fingers.
All right, first of all, the Russian jacket. Is World War II surplus.
I'll send you a picture of it, Sarge.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. I got wore you that standing wearing it with holding two giant buckets like you just collected all the chum from behind the dump dumpster at the bar and you're going to go home and make ice cream out of it. Hey, what's going on, you tall, twisted twat swatters? Welcome to Gruntspeak.
Live from the lair.
Bleep, glop, and floop to do in the house with Digital Dave.
Yeah.
It's call-in stream tonight, ladies and germs. Have you dipped your pen in the company ink and then gotten it smacked? Maybe with a car antenna? We want to hear from you.
Dude, I got some good army stories in regards to that.
Oh, I got a good one, too.
And quite a few, like, over half of them, like, terminated people's careers and shit.
That's no good. Yeah, so you always think, well, you know, it's just, it's, you know, pussy of convenience. It's right there.
No. No. That's not how this whole thing works. Yeah.
I mean, that's how you get there, because you're stupid and you're deep thinking, but it's not a place you want to be.
Well,
this is bad.
Well, here's the thing, like, especially in the military, in the army where I was at, you get these young girls come in right out of high school. They're at literally the peak of the sexual market value. And they know it. And literally, they leverage that to get the easiest jobs, the least amount of work, and just coast. And then...
Or they go to college and get a degree in underwater lesbian basket weaving, and then they wonder why they're $100,000 in debt making $25,000 a year at Starbucks.
Well, it could be, you know, classes on lesbian sexual practices, and they could be north and south lickers, and they have to, the east and west lickers, they just don't get along.
What do you call two lesbians locked in a closet? A liquor cabinet. I have another joke for you, actually. It was sent in as one of the effed up but funny submissions that we're going to be watching later on tonight. But I think it'll work better with actual inflection because it was read by AI.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll take the floor if you don't mind.
It's fine.
It's worth it. So a little kid is overhearing his mommy and his daddy having a fight. Daddy calls mommy a bitch. Mommy calls daddy a bastard. They finally calm down. Mommy, what are bitches and bastards? And they're like, ladies and gentlemen, that's bitches and bastards. Crisis averted. Next day, they decide to have makeup sex. And daddy's like, oh, yeah, touch my wing wang. And mommy's like, oh, grab my titties. Mommy, what are dicks and titties? Coats and hats. Crisis averted. Next day's Thanksgiving. Whole family's coming over. Dad's upstairs shaving, cuts himself. Shit! Daddy, what shit? So it's the shaving cream I'm using. No problem. Kid goes down to the kitchen. Mommy's, you know, getting dinner ready. She's slicing up the carrots when he, oh, fuck. Mommy, what's fuck? Stuffing the turkey. It's all good. Ding dong. Family shows up. Honey, go get the door. Kid goes to the front door. All right, you bitches and bastards, hang your dicks and titties up in the closet. Daddy's upstairs washing the shit off his face, and mommy's in the kitchen fucking the turkey. Point me off, Paul. Awesome. I liked it. Pretty good joke.
Not bad. It's a good setup. A good setup.
Good setup. Good payoff.
Yeah, yeah. It's okay.
And, thank you for the shirt. I'm not sure who sent this to us, but
I've corrupted quite a few young individuals.
You never.
This one kid, he's about 3, and we're hanging out at my buddy's sports house, and I don't know whose kid this is. And he's just like, I'm like, what do you want to do when you grow up? He goes, well, I don't know, maybe a fireman, an army man. I go, you should be a rapist.
And demonetized.
So the whole family's like, oh my God, this little kid keeps saying it.
I'm going to be a rapist when I grow up.
I got yelled at so hard for that, I couldn't stop laughing. Oh, my God. Oh, all right. Sorry.
That's how you wind up with some cootie juices on your dishes. That's for sure.
Yeah. What are you going to do? I was having a bad day, bad judgment day.
I'll take the rapists for 20. That's therapists. It's wrong and you know it. Big shout out to Gianni, by the way, life save number 407, 35th birthday yesterday. He was hoping for a wish on his actual birthday, but there's no show yesterday, so he would like a shout out for tonight. So here is your shout out, sir. And he says, since I turned 34, the big head has indeed started to take over the little head's duties and now has full control. Mm-hmm. With that said, I'm looking to trade in the nookie for the cookie, the non-ass cookie. Do you know of any places doing good trade? No, I don't.
So, I mean, this is probably 4 years ago.
The number 407 number? Yeah, 3-4 years.
Yeah. So, like, he literally got an additional 4 years.
Winning.
Fuck yeah. You know how fucking happy that makes me?
I would rather him have it than Joe Biden. I'm just saying.
Listen, man, like, I have no joy left in my life. The only joy I get is when I put another number on that board. That's it. That's it.
There you go.
It's the truth. It's the truth.
It's this is better than therapy. Definitely.
Well, first of all, what you're all seeing here is the Popster's therapy.
Yes.
And other people are benefiting from my crazy evil genius therapy as well.
There's nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it at all. So we did have a couple of dudes send in their stories already, and we want to intersperse those with some call-ins. So yeah, if you guys take a look in the Meat Gazer box, you'll find the click through to StreamYard, and feel free to join us. Tell us your stories. I know Pop's got a couple himself.
Oh my God.
We can start with this one here, nice and short, signed by a gentleman who goes by Surreal. For the show about workplace issues, I once dated a woman from work who turned out to be a head case. Shocker. She and I were engineers, so I thought she would have to be somewhat stable to get through engineering school. She went from nerdy and passive to a horn dog in minutes and would jump my bones before realizing what she was doing. The downsides. She would bounce between working on side projects and then stay up till 4 a.m. watching TV shows, all at my place, before going to work the next day. And she always wanted me to be sorry for her because she had faster internet in the 90s, where she was born in Asia, then had to revert to using AOL dial-up in the U.S. when her family migrated. Later, I found out before we met that she had had a developing thing for a supervisor who drove off from a parking lot at our workplace because he wanted to end whatever they were. Should have taken the hint as she stalked me in the company parking lot with fruit bouquets and cakes to win me back when I got tired of her snobby, erratic behaviors over time, and I was dumb enough to take her back once.
Oh, my Lord.
The last time I saw her, she was trying to stalk me again in the company parking lot with a cake shaped like a rubber ducky. Yes, she really did.
That's just sad.
You're the one. I made like that aforementioned supervisor and revved it out of there. The next day, I found that damn cake on my doorstep and saw it partly eaten, most likely raccoons and not her. This was the only time I ever dated at work and lost all interest afterwards for the mayhem I had chosen. Hopefully the story gave you all a good laugh. Beware women bearing cakes.
So he basically signed a blank check with his penis. Unfortunately, the cost was not that expensive.
It's bad news bears, man. Bad
news. And hey, look, that's what you get when you give him the 10 dick, man.
Yeah.
We covered this, what, you know, last year, the 10 dick?
Yeah. I mean, it's even worse if you go over 10. You know, you compound all those adjusters and you wind up, you know, dishing out the Reaper. Only on the cruise. Jail. We do have a couple of call-ins already. First to take the stage is Murdoch 68. Good to see you, sir. What's going on? Except for your mic not working. Please don't tell me you're trying to look at that while you're driving. You're going to kill us all.
We can't hear you, bro.
I can't hear him at all.
You got nothing.
Jail.
No,
still I'm going to double check and make sure that the audio is fine on our end. I want to make sure nothing's screwed up. And put an output is good on our end, so it's got to be on his.
All right. Stay on the stage and see if you can work it out, Murdoch. We can't hear you.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I'll remove him here. We'll move on to the next call here really quick. Try jumping out and back in, Murdoch. That usually works. Oh, well, here he comes. Crazy Uncle already in the house. What's going on, sir?
All right. Hey, keep the show running. I got to call my
mic. I can't hear him either. What the hell is going on here?
All right.
Hang on. Are we having an issue? Mic volume is fine on our end.
Yeah, what the hell?
I have no idea what's going on there. That's really weird.
I can't hear.
I can hear you.
I can hear
fine.
You guys.
So you guys can hear us. We just can't hear you.
That is really weird.
Well, we should have.
I don't know what the hell is going on there.
We should have done a rehearsal.
How about now? You got me?
Oh, there
we got you.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay. Tell everybody double check their settings.
Keep running the show. I'm going to step off and call my mother.
No problem. Yeah, Pop's got to go check on his mom, and we're going to stay here doing the deals. So. Yeah. That's funny. I actually have that same shirt, bro.
Oh, yeah. For those that didn't, I actually put the same thing in one of the stories I wrote in one of my channels, and everyone's like, where can I find that shirt? I go, I don't know. So it is what it is.
Yeah, but then again, for me.
Since Blake, since you got that funny shirt, what do you think? Yep. Does this work too?
That's fine. Although with inflation now, it's like a $13 foot long. You've been to Subway since the Bidenomics has taken hold. Holy shit.
Well, you know, Bidenomics is working wonderful for Biden.
Yeah, for Biden and his donor class, yes.
Yeah.
The rest of us, we're enjoying the prison wallet penetration party below decks, if you know what I mean.
Ugh, Dad. I don't. I'm not sure I want to know. Then again, usually I wear this shirt when I'm on there, so a friend of mine's girlfriend, now wife, actually gave me this, and I keep asking her, where'd you get it? And she responds, I don't know. So, fuck it. All right. Hey, I got it, but I promise I can't wear it because everybody gets offended. And you know, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, since we're going on the don't stick your pen in the company ink, I got one probably saved my butt and another one I watched somebody get totally screwed over on this one.
Floor is yours.
First one, I just happened to be dating this woman. We met at a club. We never talked about where we work because we both worked in Colorado Springs, you know, Fort Carson's down there. So we're like, okay, don't talk about any of this. We're out there on like our third date. Now we had already got a little, and
what was that again?
I give her a thumbs up. I give her two thumbs up. I give her a yeah. No notes. Just yeah. Right. Anyways, I shit you not. I just sat down with dessert and I looked over and somebody walks over and goes, ma'am, how you doing? Shakes her hand. I go, you son of a bitch. And Pop can tell you, you're an enlisted guy and you're dating an officer and I was working in brigade and along with division, there is nobody that isn't in my chain of command. I'm like, you bastard.
Oh, boy.
Fucking son of a... I found him later, by the way.
Uh-huh.
And this only time I've ever actually knife hand somebody at the PX. It was either knife hand them and make him go, what the fuck, dude, calm down, or just jump on him and just like slam his head in the ground, you bastard. Okay.
It happens. So,
it does.
It does. But here's one where you're just going to be like, what the hell were you thinking? I was a drill sergeant. We had a single mother come in and she was a fresh drill. She was giving me the, she was giving me this guy, the fuck me eyes. When she came in, as soon as I found out she's a single mother, I'm like, nope. No.
It's like that scene from The Simpsons where Homer just fades back into the bushes like the T-1000 and I'm out.
Yeah, pretty much. And here's the fun thing. She ended up dating another drill sergeant. And unfortunately, he ended up having to get in a move to another battalion because of her some sort of shenanigans working with her. I'm like, dude, what were you thinking?
It's called.
What were you thinking?
They call that a rehabilitative transfer.
It was. And which
he's lucky. He's lucky. That's like the bare minimum shit they do.
Well, here's the fucked up part. He stayed with her.
Oh.
I'm like, again, I just wanted a knife at him, which he was one of the better ones, too. So I was like, what the fuck,
Over.
And you're going to, I just got to leave with this one. A couple of the other female drills tried to get me to date their friends. And I'm like, okay, show me a picture. Oh, we don't have a picture.
Forget you're it.
Females with smartphones, you have a picture of all your friends. Let me guess, she's 40 pounds overweight. Or is it more? And they kind of looked at each other, and I'm like, okay, so it's more.
She has the nicest personality, though.
Oh, yeah, they pulled. They tried to pull that bullshit.
All of us safe at the bar.
Yeah. But here's the best part. I said, look, I don't care who your friends are. I don't do blind dates, and I don't do foodie dates. I'm not someone's foodie call. No. They didn't know what the fuck I was talking about.
Mm.
And I, when
oh,
I
explained, they know.
Yeah, they know.
They pretend like they don't know, but they know.
Well, here's the best part. We're actually sitting, almost all of us, and they brought it up again. And I was like, don't be a foodie date. Don't do that. She looked over. She said, does everybody know what a foodie date is? Every single guy there was like, they're like, we don't do that shit. No. It's wave off. That's not even bang. That's just pop smoke.
Yep.
Break contact. Run for the tree line. Jump the fence when you get there. That's get the fuck out.
Yep.
I could never get along with a foodie kind of girl because, you know, she's like, we'll talk about the food and it's going to taste so good. Mm. See, I'm a dumpy. Mm. I'm like, that's going to be tomorrow. That's going to cut a good turd. It's got corn on it, so it'll floss.
That's going to turn my ass into a water can.
Hey, I just had buffalo wings.
Totally incompatible.
It is.
All right. So, I don't have any more, unfortunately, except the only time I know of guys getting messed up real bad is when they all mess with strippers, which, by the way, guys, don't do it.
I have never, ever. In all of my career and all my travelings, seen anyone pair up successfully with a stripper without having to deal with all of the crazy mind games. The law might get involved.
Yeah, that first 7 to 10 minutes is great. It's all the stuff after that where your life turns into a living hellscape.
Yeah,
I watched everybody else's mistakes. I was like, you know what?
I'm good.
Never mind. Doesn't look fun anymore.
No, I'm all good. I'm going to go back to eating crayons.
From the ones I knew about eating
crayons, not pussy.
God damn it.
Eat crayons, not pussy. There's your new Marine Corps fucking recruitment motto.
Hey, crazy uncle, what were you saying?
Oh, I was going to say, from the ones I knew of that actually started dating strippers, about 80% of them ended up with something they couldn't shake. And I'm not talking about baby carriage shit.
I know exactly what you're talking about there.
The burning fire?
To say the least, we actually had to stop one guy from putting his Beretta down his throat.
Ooh,
that was not a fun day at all.
Herpigana syphilis. Yeah! Double shot and pills and no cure.
Yeah. And I'll just leave with this one, and this is just advice for the young guys out there. It's better to be in the gym doing burpees than in the club getting the herpes.
Amen to that.
Amen.
I like that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'll take you out with one of these there, good sir.
Gonorrhea. No.
It burns. It burns.
You should clean that up. Take it easy, good sir. Thanks for calling in. Always a pleasure.
I'm emailing the link to somebody sent me an email.
That's all good. I'm just going to throw one of these up there because we also have a written story here from Big Bad Wolf. He's a truck driver, so he's usually on the road when we're live. So he wanted to submit this far ahead of time to make sure that we were good to go. And it begins with here. Oh, dipping the pen in the company ink, .. twice.
Who's the guy who sent that with?
Big Bad Wolf.
Oh, okay.
This is my story about dipping the pen in the company ink not once, but twice. Back in the 90s, I was working for a moving company in the Rochester, New York area. After being there a few years, a new secretary started. I was in my mid-20s at the time, and she was 37, widowed. Her husband had been killed in a construction accident 2 years before. Oh. Okay, so she didn't ask for that.
No, no. That sucks.
But if you're in your mid-20s, she's 37. Practice.
If she's going for the 20-year-olds don't know any better because she's gas station sushi.
Yeah. Well, the older women go for the younger guys because at first they make them feel younger, mm-hmm. but then when they actually have to spend time together, it makes them feel much, much older.
Yes, it does.
That generation gap is real, ladies.
They don't last long.
No. Mm-mm. Whenever I was in town, we used to hang out at a bar that we pretty much paid the rent for. We even had our own table with a company logo laminated onto it. Anyways, things had been bad in my marriage for a few years. Y'all know the later part of that story. Mm. Terry started hanging out with us on a regular basis, but only when I was in town. For some reason, she took a liking to me, even though she knew I was married, because we would all sit around and talk about how shitty our relationships were, and she took that as a means to an end. Even though she was 37, she had the body and looks of a 25-year-old, worked out on a daily basis, maintained a good diet, and didn't wear industrial-grade makeup. To say the least, she was a natural beauty, strawberry blonde hair, gray eyes, and every guy at the company wanted to bang her. On top of that, she had a great personality and was pretty much one of the boys, as were other females in our group that were in relationships with guys that I worked with. When we'd hang out, she'd fit right in. Anyway, one night, everybody else had taken off. It was just her and I left. As I was getting ready to leave, she followed me out to the parking lot and surprised me by asking for a hug, then grabbing me by my junk. Somebody was drinking the rum. Oh, yeah. Telling me she was in the mood for the first time in 2 years, if I was. Got to clear the cobwebs out.
Oh, my Lord.
Having a few drinks, not an excuse, obviously lowered the inhibitions, and I really didn't want to go home anyways to my nagging old lady, so I figured, what could go wrong?
Here we go.
The bar was inside a Days Inn hotel, so she went and got a room that she paid for. When we got inside the room, I sat there contemplating whether or not I really wanted to do this while she was in the bathroom. But